WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
You know, you talk with us every day, and now you can win cold, hard cash. That's right. With us every single day. That's right. Every single day. We're making the money talk with your chance to win $1,000 every single day. Listen weekdays from 8 until 5 and each hour, and you'll hear a 3-digit cash code to enter in the WBSM app. The more you enter, the better chance you have at hearing that money talk and winning $1,000. Plus, Thursdays are $10,000 Thursdays. You could win $10,000 just for listening and entering those cash codes. Again, download the WBSM app for rules and details and to win with Money Talks. Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by the good folks at Long Moving and Storage. Well, welcome into a beautiful morning here on WBSM. If you'd like to chime in on any of the topics that we've tossed out there this morning so far, I think the South Coast Rail thing, right? The excitement of having South Coast Rail, listening about this going to happen for like 30 years, and then it finally happens, and then there are issues. Now, you know, glass half full, glass half empty, right? We can look at it like, okay, the thing just started. It just got off the ground. There's going to be a few bumps in the road, so to speak, a few things that need to be corrected. So that's kind of understandable, okay? Let's not go too crazy. Obviously, this is something brand new, and the staffing shortages is something that probably shouldn't have happened. But, you know, human beings make mistakes, and they ended up understaffing. And, you know, if you're the person who has to wait for the bus, you're probably not looking at it that way with the frustration and so forth. But the thing I was hearing with some of my friends that live up in the Church Street area is the racket, the noise of the train pulling up, and that maybe there ought to be some limits on what time the train comes in, or maybe how many trains come in at the different times, right? If you have a loud noise that happens later into the evening, maybe it should happen less often. Maybe there's a compromise that could be reached, that maybe you still have the train come in, but maybe it doesn't come in as often. Because, you know, you're trying to go to bed at night, you might have older people, they're trying to sleep, and they hear that last train come in late at night. On the other hand, if you're coming in from Boston, let's say I'm a big sports fan. Let's say you go to a Celtics game or a Red Sox game or something like that, and you want to be able to take the train back, the last one you're going to want to catch. So you'd have to eliminate that one, right? So the people that want to use that last train, they may say, well, wait a minute, I want to use that last train. But then the people that live up in that area, they're like, well, I want to go to bed. You know, it's getting late in the evening, and all we can hear about is this racket. So really, it's, you know, it's become an issue that I think people have mentioned. I mean, last night I had a couple of people that live up in that area telling me, hey, you know, the train, one person started talking about it, saying how the noise was driving them crazy. And then another person entered the discussion and said, oh yeah, me too. You live up there too? Oh yeah, oh, that's loud, you know. So all this time we're talking about the train, I think, you know, with the delays and different things that have happened, the noise pollution, I think, is something that people kind of want to talk about a little bit. So anyway, we have to go to a news break, and then when we come back, we do have a caller on the line. Please hang on if you will. 508-996-0500. Paul Santos filling in for Tim Weisberg. Welcome to your Tuesday morning here at WBSM.
A $60 million Navy jet lost at sea. Another suspect found in Christy Noem's purse theft. And how much will you need to retire to California?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The cause of a deadly parking garage collapse in Lower Manhattan 2 years ago has been revealed. Kristen Marks reports.
The report says workers removed bricks at the garage at 57 Ann Street without realizing they were supporting the building. They were replacing the bricks at the 98-year-old structure, thinking they surrounded a steel beam. A two-year probe conducted by the New York City Buildings Department and the Manhattan DA says the garage owner and hired engineering firm Inspector are to blame for what they call preventable human errors. The partial collapse killed 59-year-old parking garage manager Willis Moore and injured five others.
New York's MTA says subway fare evasion is down while revenue is up. Officials like Demetrius Critchlow say their low-tech efforts to stop fare beaters by putting fins on turnstile gates is working.
Where the gate guards are deployed, there's been a 36% decrease in fare evasion. 36% just from the gate guards. We know that that's been the superhighway of fare evasion.
At a news conference yesterday, the MTA unveiled high-tech gate door prototypes of four very tall gates to be tested this fall at 20 subway stations. The MTA says fare revenue in New York is up 67% since 2021, not just because of new riders, but because more people are now paying. A second suspect accused of stealing the Gucci bag belonging to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is under arrest in Miami Beach. Christian Sanzana appeared in court yesterday. He had a fake California ID and an immigration hold, according to authorities. The first suspect, a Chilean national who was also in the country illegally, was arrested over the weekend. Noem's bag was taken from a restaurant in Washington, D.C. It had her wallet, apartment keys, passport, department security badge, and about $3,000 cash. The Navy says a $60 million jet has been lost at sea after it fell overboard from an aircraft carrier.
In a statement, the Navy said the F/A-18E Super Hornet fighter was under tow in the hangar bay of the USS Harry S. Truman when the MOVE crew lost control of the aircraft. All crew members are accounted for, with one sailor suffering a minor injury. CNN reports the Truman was making a hard turn to evade Houthi fire. The Truman recently had its deployment to the Middle East extended by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
Two Columbia University janitors are suing more than 40 protesters.
Mario Torres and Lester Wilson say they were threatened, pummeled, and held hostage by pro-Palestinian demonstrators during a regular overnight shift. Their lawsuit reveals hand-drawn maps used to identify the locations of heavy equipment that could be used to block doors and windows at the historic building. The janitors claim demonstrators who held them against their will were distributing bike locks, ropes, zip ties, food, cots, and other supplies. They say the experience triggered PTSD, which has left them unable to return to work. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
President Trump has signed executive orders related to immigration. Trump signed multiple orders yesterday, ranging from one mandating truck drivers be proficient in English to one cracking down on sanctuary jurisdictions. The White House is focusing on President Trump's immigration crackdown during the first 100 days of his second administration. It's the first of several days meant to showcase Trump's sweeping agenda. Californians believe they need nearly $1.5 million to retire comfortably. Tammy Trujillo has details.
That figure accounts for saving sources like 401ks and IRAs, but excludes real estate. According to a 2025 Northwestern Mutual survey for the San Francisco Chronicle, California's magic number for retirement is the same as last year. It's also $210,000 higher than the average American's expectation. This indicates that Californians are feeling the effects of inflation and the state's high cost of living.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox traveling to Toronto tonight, 7:07 first pitch, and Celtics and Magic game 5 happens at the Garden at 8:30 tonight. Boston leads that series 3-1.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We start the day with sunshine, temperatures in the low 50s at first, but then getting a little bit warmer into the mid-60s by the afternoon. And by the way, if you are venturing away from the South Coast and into parts of northern Bristol County, a little further inland, you could see some of those temperatures in the low 70s. That's not too shabby, but it is going to be a windy day. We also see clouds increase throughout the day and into the evening as well, looking for a couple of showers after midnight tonight. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Yeah, I get that feeling. It's going to be a lovely day. You hear those temperatures closing in on 70 again. A little windy today, though, but already up in the low 50s. Hope you have a lovely day today. Paul Santos in for Tim Weisberg today. Tim off this morning. I think he mentioned why he was off the other day. We won't go there. But he will definitely be back tomorrow morning right here on the morning show. And I'm very excited, of course, because this Saturday I start my own show, 7 to 9 a.m., the Paul Santo Show. That'll be a lot of fun. I've been filling in the last few years, and now they've opened up a spot there. Brian, who used to be on 7 to 9, is very happy to go into the afternoon, 1 to 4. And then Ken will be on from 9 to noon as usual. It's nice to have him back. And I'll get a chance to actually talk with him and chat with him when my show ends and his starts. So that'll be a lot of fun. I get a chance to tell him how great he does with that Bon Jovi band and the tribute that he does. I mean, nobody is better at that Bon Jovi tribute band than him. And so it is great to have him back after having gone through what's really difficult. I had some back problems, too. I still do. In fact, I do this entire show standing up because I can't stand sitting down. So I know what it's like to have back issues and surgeries and things like that. I know he's back from that, so we're very happy that he is. 508-996-0500 if you'd like to get in on a discussion on this early morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right. Yeah, just regarding the train, you know, I kind of disagree a little with you.
Okay.
You know, they've been working on this thing for a year, right, after it's all set, running it back and forth, running it back and forth, and I mean, a month into it, and we got problems, you know, and I feel bad as for the people that, you know, were all hyped up to use it, and then all of a sudden they get stuck in different stations. So, I mean, I just can't see that happening, you know, not a month in. They've been running it for, you know, for a year, right? I think I'm correct on saying that, because I remember it was all done and they were going to run it for a year to make sure everything was running fine and working the way it was supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. So you're not too sympathetic to this idea, well, we're just starting the thing out and we made a few mistakes and that kind of thing.
No, I mean, listen, I could see if they would they say, yeah, it's all set, and they never run it, and you know, all of a sudden they start taking people. But I mean, if I'm correct, that's what I heard. They ran it for a year, they, you know, try to take all the kinks out of it, and then all of a sudden, a month in, and people are getting stranded. It's a little disappointment.
Yeah. Now, what about the noise? Have you heard anybody complain about the noise? Because I had a couple of people complain to me about it last night.
Well, you know what? Regarding that, I knew that was going to happen, but, you know, I had a dentist one day a long time ago. He used to tell me, he was from up north, and he says, you know, this town here is like a diamond in the rough. He said, it's so, you know, it's a lot better than in the city. And, you know, and we keep dying down here to turn it into a bigger city. But this is the repercussions of it, you know what I mean?
Have you used the train at all yourself?
No, and you know what? I did mention it to my wife that I'd like to try it one day to go down to Boston, you know, and go to Little Italy down there, North End, and hopefully it works out. Hopefully we won't get stuck anywhere, you know what I mean? But I hope they do it quickly and people don't get turned off by it, you know what I mean? And goes down the train.
You know? It's a little aggravating when you get on the train and then all of a sudden you got to wait for a bus to come pick you up. That defeats the whole purpose of it, you know?
Well, I mean, I can understand, you know, stuff in the future may be happening, but not right in the get-go. I'm like, jeepers. I mean, they took all this time to work on it, take all the kinks out, make sure everything's okay. And then a month into it, you know, what is it? Once, twice it's happened already?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's the understaffing, I think, is the big thing. Not so much with, you know, you said how they ran it. They ran it back and forth empty a few times. But this has to do more with staffing. But even that, you're saying, hey, they should have been on top of that, too.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
You can't open up a store without having staff there.
All right, sounds good.
Makes no sense. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call. Oh, I like that. We're starting out with an analogy right off the bat. All right, if you're on the line, we have a lot more spots in the morning show than we have on the weekend, so we're going to do a quick break, and then we'll pick up with that caller that's hanging on. You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Paul Santos filling in right here at WBSM. Now, a lot of people know me as an attorney, but I'm an old-time club DJ, too. So now that I have my own show on Saturdays, you might have to get used to some different types of music. We get a lot of rock and rollers here on the station. I know when people come back from breaks, I hear all kinds of music. I know Tim plays a lot of alternative stuff from the 2000s, and then I hear other hosts playing hard rock and stuff like that, which I like too, but old-fashioned dance music, making you feel good. I used to love to play that kind of music in the clubs, and I did a radio show years ago, the Good Time Show, where I played a lot of dance music and things like that. So that's definitely my favorite style of music, although I like all kinds of music, ballads and, you know, serious music and the old classic Sinatra stuff and the swing and the big bands, which my dad used to play a lot when I was growing up. So I had a lot of influence on the swing stuff of the 40s and 50s. And then, of course, you get into the 60s with the Beatles and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then the 70s and the rock stuff. But the old dance music, that was a favorite of mine. Starting in the 1970s and, of course, into the early 80s where I think it really peaked. I like the early 80s dance music even better than the 70s. But anyway, that's a topic for another day. Paul Santos in for Tim Weisberg. Let's see if we can get another call in while we have the opportunity. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Paul.
Hello there.
It's Ron Perry. How you doing?
Yeah, good, Ron. How are you?
Good. Your mom and dad were the best. That's all I can say.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, they were classic people. They truly were. And, hey, what's going on? So, is Barry not going to be on in the afternoon?
No, Barry's here. This is on the Saturday that... So, what happened was Brian's moving to the afternoon. So, that 7 to 9 slot, they offered that to me. I was like, I'll grab that, you know. So, I'll be on every Saturday, 7 to 9, with my own show.
Good deal.
Yeah.
When you say, like, both all kinds of music, kind of whenever I hear a statement like that, reminds me of the Blues Brothers' first movie there, and well, maybe they only had one, but where they pulled up to Bob's Country Bunker, and John Belushi asked the lady there, "What kind of music do you play?" She goes, "We play both kinds of music, country and western." You know?
Yeah, right. I remember that.
That was a classic. Yeah. He just shook his head and walked away.
Yeah.
That was classic. Well, every Saturday night. 7 to 9.
Yeah, right.
You're
exactly.
Take, Brian's old spot, and then which blends right into
Ken.
Ken Goodman's show as well.
And then Brian's on in the afternoon on Saturday, 1 to 4. So that'll be good. It'll be fun. Yeah, we'll have live talk pretty much most of the day on Saturday too.
Well, welcome aboard. It's good to have you, Paul. Have a good day, and keep up the good work, my man.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, that gentleman right there grew up in my neighborhood up there in the northwest end of New Bedford. I would say would be the neighborhoods kind of south of Riccardi's. You know, Riccardi's is on Hathaway Road. If you go to the neighborhoods just south of that, Gardner Street, Roseanne Street, Pamela Drive, all through there, we had an awesome neighborhood. And the thing was, is there were so many kids. The only thing I would say was we had more boys than girls, and it wasn't even close. That was the only thing about it. I think it was like 75% boys, which when you were 10 years old, it was great. But then when you were 15, it wasn't so great. But anyway, we could get a pickup baseball game, a pickup wiffle ball game if we wanted to play in a yard, or a pickup street hockey game in about 5 minutes without cell phones, without internet, without anything. You just got up in the morning, you walked down to an area, and it's like, hey, what's going on? I don't know. We're going to do a a street hockey game down there. Okay, we walk down there. The next thing you know, two more kids show up. And the next thing you know, four kids show up. And the next thing you know, we have like 20 people playing a street hockey game. Just like that, just by getting up and walking down the street. And our parents, they just said, go ahead, go play. That was it. There was no helicopter parents, right, like we have now. So that's a lot different. That's something that's a lot different. But we were very, very fortunate, and I'm very thankful that we did grow up in such a great neighborhood. And I thank that caller for the compliment about my folks, Jesse and Natalia Santos. For anybody out there who might have known them, we were very, very fortunate to grow up in a wonderful family. Well, anyway, what's on your mind this morning? I was talking about the rail only because I know that first caller was saying that, you know, there really should be no excuses. It should have been staffed properly. You don't open a store unless you know you got enough people in that store. They should have known better. They should have staffed it properly. It wasn't right. So I don't want to hear any excuses. And if you're on your way to work and you come back from Boston after a long day's work and now you're stranded somewhere and now you got to get on a bus and you got to wait for the bus and, you know, that's totally intolerable, says the first caller, right? But then the second thing is the noise. I had a number of people come up and tell me this noise is horrendous. Now, you'd say, well, we knew it was going to be loud. It's a train. You know what I mean? It's a train. But if you just happen to be somebody that lives near it, and you have to hear it, right? Here comes the train, right? I imagine, like, for somebody like myself who doesn't live near it, I wasn't really thinking about it. Now, it probably affects a small percentage of the population, but if you happen to be a person up there, I mean, one person said, hey, look, you know, I live there. I understand that it's going to be noisy. I understand that, right? So maybe we can have a compromise. Maybe we can just limit the amount of trains that actually operate on the schedule that they have. It's a very aggressive schedule. It's like train after train after train. And then maybe we can compromise on what time the last train comes in. That instead of it coming in, I don't know if it comes in at midnight or whatever, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but the last train comes in very late. And the person I was talking to, deep into their 70s, and they're like, wait a minute, I'm in my 70s. I'm trying to go to bed. And then 4:30 in the morning, it comes again, right? So maybe there's a mechanism by which you compromise. You say, wait a minute, we still want to have the train. It's still a good thing. We've been waiting for it. It's great for New Bedford. It's great for Boston. It's great for the people here and there. People coming from Boston into New Bedford, by and large, it's a good thing. But maybe we can make some adjustments. Maybe we can limit the amount of times that it comes back and forth, you know? Maybe there is some way that we can come up with a compromise. I don't know. What do you think about that? And then I've got a couple of other things to talk about. Did you hear at the top of the show, if you're just tuning in now, there's some legislation that's been proposed that could potentially hold landlords accountable if they rent their property to a drug dealer. So you're a landlord, you rent out your property. It turns out you rented it out to Mr. Drug Dealer and you could end up paying a fine. Is that fair or is that unfair? What do you think about that one? 508-996-0500. Paul Santos in for Tim Weisberg. Welcome to a beautiful Tuesday morning along the South Coast here at WBSM.
Moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight.
An example of liking different types of music. I think that song came out when I was like in seventh grade. I always thought it was a pretty cool song, except it's not dancing in the moonlight, it's dancing in the sunlight because the sun is coming up. And you know, I'm not usually up before sunrise, but you know, I was driving in, right? And I'm coming east on 195. What a sunrise! My wife likes to watch sunsets, so we watch sunsets all the time, right? When we're down in Florida or here in Massachusetts, whether it's down in Mattapoisett or Marion or here in New Bedford at East Beach, right? West Beach actually is the sunset. And I'm coming down the highway. What a beautiful red sky. I mean, it was just stunning. I was like, wow, look at that. It's bright, bright red. If you had taken a can of paint and just like threw it up there, right? it couldn't have looked any better. All right, I'm going to go straight to this phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you today?
Good, thanks. You know, speaking of the train,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure for people that live there on that Church Street area, it's a tough situation, but I don't think it's just the Church Street because, you know, I'm sure everybody all down along those neighborhoods are hearing the same thing. And then you've got people like way not near the Phillips Road exit where I have a relative that lives over there in houses like kind of near the woods. And the train, believe it or not, somehow goes behind there, too. And they can, you know, they don't hear the train, the horns blowing, but they do hear the train driving, you know, going by. But, you know, the way I look at it, I think because the trains are new, you know, it's just like people that live over there, the houses near the airport, you know, with the planes flying in and out and coming down low. You get, I think as a person, you get to a point that you really kind of block that all out. You know, at first it's tough because it's new and you know it's there. But I think like the people that live near the airports, eventually they just block, it just gets blocked out and you really don't pay pay attention to it. But the other thing is, you know, the train, the horns blowing on that train, I have to tell you, I live way down near the Madeira feast. And I can, if I'm outside, like if I'm leaving my house, like say at noontime, which is the time that one of the trains is going by, I can hear the train horn down in this area. So, you know, I don't know if it's from the Nash Road area where the train goes by or if it's up from the Tocklin Hill area. But, yeah, I just, I was the first week that the train started rolling through. I started laughing to myself. I'm like, I can't believe it. I can hear that horn.
Well,
train,
you know, it's interesting that you say that because in addition to talking to people yesterday who live up near Church Street who were complaining about it, I talked to somebody who went to Bridgewater State University, and they said that they would go there and the train would be right there. And when they first moved into the dorm, it drove them crazy. But then after a few weeks, they didn't notice it anymore. And then they came home and then they went back and they went, oh, my God, there's that train again. But then they do kind of adapt to it a little bit. I think what you're saying is true. It's easy for me to say that, I guess, because I haven't endured it. But I did hear from a college student that did say what you said, that after a while, you almost just block it out.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, just look at, you know, all the people that live over there near New Bedford Airport.
Right.
I mean, granted that, you know, we don't have planes coming in and out like in Providence and, I mean, other areas. But, I mean, if people didn't block it out, I think all those houses around the airport would have been for sale, you know, coming and going. Because people wouldn't be able to deal with it. So I really